Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. I'm Rob Bumbacco. In this podcast, we're here to share with you the mental skills you need to help improve your performance and get your head back in the game. We'll offer practical applications and diverse perspectives to help you apply these mental skills to your life. Hey everyone, welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Today I want to go through some tips to help parents support their youth athlete. And reason I'm doing this episode is actually because I was at a baseball tournament, youth baseball tournament this past weekend, and saw one of the teams playing and one of the kids made an error on the field and the dad screamed at the kid from the stands. And unfortunately, this wasn't a unique situation. I come across this a lot, and to be honest, it's kind of sad, but I wanted to talk through just a few tips, things that I have found helpful, things that other parents, have reported that are helpful. And, when we're interacting that way with our players, it's not helpful. I mean, we all know kids as well, like when they mess up, they know, they're aware of it. They don't need, to kind of be screamed at and belittled, and so I think it's important, as parents for us to take a step back sometimes. And, we're all growing. We all make mistakes and have our moments for sure. But again, I think it's important to sometimes step back and learn and continue to try to be better at helping our young athletes grow as well. So the couple things I came up with are, number one, be their parent, right? They have coaches. If you're a parent coach, that again, kind of have to find that balance. But if you're not coaching, your role really is just to be a parent, create a supportive environment for them, especially after games, especially after difficult moments or tough games or losses, or if they had a tough game. One of the things that I always say is really like allow your athlete to kind of dictate what they need, right? So, if they come off the field or the ice or court and they want to talk about the game, by all means, offer that support. But a lot of times they don't, they just need a little bit of time to kind of gather themselves. And so I think it's important to give them, that time. Number two, role model. Right. So we want to role model the right things. So, sportsmanship, how we're interacting at these places with refs, with other parents, with their teammates. We want to, again, role model those good things and have them witness those positive things. And then number three kind of ties in a little bit with number one, but allow them to the space to be able to kind of navigate and figure some things out on their own, right? Again, if they have a tough game or if they are struggling a little bit, I'm not saying don't be a support, but kind of find that balance of allowing them to work through it a little bit, right? That's probably of the three here, I'd say one of the maybe the most important is allowing them to have that time. That's going to create growth. It's going to help them learn how to work through a little bit of adversity and kind of problem solve and figure things out. That's part of sports. That's part of life. So hope this was helpful. Thanks again for joining. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. We hope you can join us next time as we continue to discuss the mental skills that you need to get your mind back in the game and perform at your best.